We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Eric Smith, Macomb County Prosecutor.
So I'm looking at this case, and you said the road was closed. Are you saying that he drove on a closed road? Tell us what happened.
Well, in that area, you cannot head west on 25-mile road. You can head east on 25-mile road. So the part of the road that heads east is open, but the part heading west of Hayes Road is closed. It's blocked off by a barricade. The defendant indicated that he had turned out of a condo complex, made a left onto 25-mile road. And there's a sign there that says no left turn. And if he did do that, then he was using that condo complex as a cut-through.
So at the very least, that would be a traffic violation, obviously.
Well, for sure. And that there's, you know, there's several charges. The most serious is operating under the influence of drugs causing death. There's reckless driving causing death, which is driving down a road that's closed. And then there's also a misdemeanor charge of a traffic violation causing death. But this case, you know, we're talking about because this defendant chose to go down a road that was closed. That car shouldn't have been on that road to start with. And this defendant shouldn't have been behind that wheel. He was high on marijuana and driving a car, and his level was 9 nanograms, which puts him above every state in the union that has a specific number to address how high you can be and still drive a car. So there's no reason for him to be behind that wheel. And Sandra, that's part of the issue of the marijuana initiative that passed last year. And I'm not going to go on about, you know, how terrible marijuana is or anything like that. You know, if people want to smoke marijuana and they do it along with in association with the laws, that's fine. But the problem that we're seeing is that people think it's okay to smoke marijuana and drive. And but for this defendant smoking that marijuana and driving, Anthony Jugo, this 15-year-old boy, would be alive today.
And my understanding, though, is that it's difficult to quantify because THC stays in your blood forever. So he may not have smoked that day or the day before, right?
Well, there's active 9 nanograms of active THC in his system. So that's a recent event. There was also 35 nanograms that had been metastasized in his system, but there was 9 nanograms that was active. So that indicates that he had been smoking recently. You're right. It's a difficult process to get straight. The problem that law enforcement has, they pull someone over and there's no set test nor number. You have to take, draw blood, send it off to the crime lab and wait. And, you know, here we've been waiting for, you know, 45 days to get this back. And this is on the death of a child. You can't do it every time they pull someone over that they suspect has been smoking marijuana.
Because my understanding is that was going to be the difficult part of this law, is that you don't know if that means he was actually high at the time.
Well, it's a difficult process for sure. There's several states that have a nanogram level. And the state police is in the process of trying to develop a roadside test, which is obviously necessary here in Michigan after the passage of that law. So it's difficult in every way. The easiest thing for all of us to do is to acknowledge, for public to grasp, that you cannot smoke marijuana and drive a car. And that's part of the problem. I think when kids or people see that, oh, marijuana is legal now, that they can just smoke it and do whatever they want. But you can't smoke it and drive. And part of what our experts say about it is that people who are high in marijuana, they have a difficulty assessing spatial concerns and time concerns. And here they hear this defendant, you know, hit a kid walking down the side of the street. So that plays right into his ability to adjust his speed and be able to move his car out of the way to not strike Anthony. And, you know,
do you think this is the first case since marijuana has become legal? Because it's the first one I know about.
It's the first one we've had.
Okay.
It's the first one we have. And you know, not. I want to get on a soapbox and preach to people left and right that I don't want to sit in another room and talk to the of a kid who's been killed by someone high in marijuana. I don't want anyone to have to do that. I don't want a child to be in danger by this. So please, if you're going to smoke marijuana, don't get behind the wheel of a car.
But isn't part of your struggle going to be to prove that he actually was high at the time, because the blood test isn't going to show that? In my understanding, they were going to start doing sobriety tests or try to use that.
Right. Well, everything comes into play. Yep. There's sobriety tests. There's sobriety tests at the scene of the accident. The nanograms will come into play. His driving will come into play. The fact that the road was closed and he went around that, you know, every bit of it is going to come into play. But 9 nanograms in someone's system of active THC is enough to show that it was there was enough nanograms to compromise his driving ability.
Okay, and I read that, I guess police said they also smelled it in the car.
For sure. Yeah, as soon as he got out of the car, they thought he smelled it, and he actually indicated that he worked at a dispensary. That's what he said to the police that night. So he reeked of marijuana, said he worked at a dispensary, and he had nine active nanograms of THC in his system. And all this leads to, you know, operating while under the influence of drugs, causing death, which is a 15-year felony, and leads to just heartbreak for this poor victim's family.
And this guy had a prior for driving under the influence?
Yes, 11 years ago he was arrested and convicted of driving under the influence of intoxicating liquor. So he was under the influence of alcohol then. And that's one of the arguments we made to the court about trying to keep him behind bars. But, you know, the court set a bond and he was able to post it. But it's, you know, one time can be a mistake, but twice is a pattern. And when it results in the death of a child, he should be off the streets.
Interesting case. Thank you for calling me back.
Okay, Sandra.
Appreciate
thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.